that I'm so grateful to God and what God has done for my life, and you know, He's brought me from a very far off, you know, like many of us here tonight. I remember the day when I went into the Victory Outreach Men's Recovery Home. You could all be seated. You could all be seated tonight. Went into that home, and man, I came out a changed man a year later. Somebody get excited about that, because God only knows where I was headed. And so here I am tonight, just very grateful, very humbled in God's presence. And I just want to thank the Lord Jesus for what He's done for me and what He still does for me. I want to thank my pastor for the privilege. Thank you, pastor, and pastoral staff for this opportunity. I never want to take it lightly. I'm just so glad to be in the house of the Lord here tonight. I'm so glad to be serving alongside of each and every one of you. You guys are some awesome people. Somebody, you got to give yourselves a praise here tonight, amen? But I'm not going to take any more time. We're going to get right into this. You all right with that? If you have your Bibles tonight, let's go ahead and go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 17. Verses 1 through 9, that's where we're going to focus tonight. Father, we just come before You tonight, God. We thank You so much for Your mercy and for Your grace. We thank You for the great privilege it is, Lord, to be behind this pulpit tonight. And God, we need nothing less but the power of Your Holy Spirit to move in this place, my God. Lord God, get us out of where we've been. Get us to the next place where You're calling us. Father, we need You, God. We want to rise up and we want to put our trust in You. Help us, O Lord God. Help us on this journey, God. We're so blessed to be called the people of God. God, take full control tonight in Jesus' name. Everybody says amen. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17. I titled this message, Rise Up and Put God First. Rise up and put God first. I want to speak real briefly on the subject of obedience. I want to speak on obedience here tonight. The word of the Lord reads like this in chapter 17 of 1 Kings. Verse 1 through 9. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook, and it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Amen. So here we see, I want to speak real briefly about obedience. One thing you're going to find out on the journey with this big old awesome God we serve is that He requires from the people of God obedience. There's something about God and what moves God when He sees a man or a woman step out of themselves to do something that He asks them to do. Are you with me tonight? And so it's something about obedience. We know the Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. God doesn't take no pleasure in sacrifices as much as He takes pleasure in a man or a woman rising up out of themselves and getting busy for for the Lord. And so here we see obedience. If you think about from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible has a lot to say about obedience. In the story of the Ten Commandments, we see just how important the concept of obedience to God was. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28 sums it up like this. Obey and you will be blessed. Disobey and you will be cursed. In the New Testament, we learn through the examples of Jesus that believers are called to a life of obedience. The Bible also tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. So getting back to this portion of Scripture here tonight, as we read, we see the kings of Israel in those days did evil in the sight of God because of their worship to false gods. You see, also prior to this portion of Scripture we just read, there's a king by the name of Ahab. And he was married to a woman by the name of Jezebel. Now, Jezebel was a princess and the daughter of Ethbaal, which means a man of Baal, king of Sidon, and the wife of Ahab. Jezebel was heavily involved to the worship of Baal. Baal, in case you didn't know who Baal was a false god, my friends. Baal was known as the main god of the Canaanites in the Old Testament times. Baal was worshipped as a sun god or a storm god, if you will. Baal was used of gods all over that area in those days. Those who worshipped Baal believed he controlled the rain. But here we see in 1 Kings chapter 17, this gets real interesting right here. This is wild. It's like Elijah steps in and says, look, I'm gonna put the test here. I'm gonna put my big old awesome God against your God. We're gonna see what happens here. Amen. And so we see right here in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, it says, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except in my word. It's like here Elijah, he declares, with no fear whatsoever, fearlessly to King Ahab by a challenge of who is really God. Basically, Elijah challenges Ahab by letting him know that the God of heaven, the God of earth, and the God of everything that's in them is the God over the sun. He is the God over the wind. He is the God over the rain. And God over everything. What a strong statement from the prophet Elijah. And we see right here in verse 2 and 3, then the word of the Lord came to him saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. You see, we find out when we study this portion of Scripture that this area wasn't under the jurisdiction. It was under the jurisdiction of Ahab. And so it's not a wonder why God told Elijah to get away from there and turn eastward and hide by the brook. You see, it's not a wonder why God tells us at times to rise up and get away from where we are at and go where he is telling us to go. Or when it's time to just be still and know that he is God in our lives. And that he is in control of our lives regardless of man's jurisdiction. But it is always better, no matter what, to obey God regardless of what kind of jurisdiction in this world we're under. Because I'm here to let you know that I'm under the jurisdiction of my God Almighty. You're under the jurisdiction of God Almighty. You are on God's economy. You are within God's economy, my friends. under his jurisdiction. Although we live in this world, we are not of this world, and we're here for a short time, and we got to make it count for God. But we're under some jurisdiction in the world. But you got to get bit past. Your faith has to tell you that you're not going to submit under the world's jurisdiction, but you're under God's jurisdiction here tonight. If you're a man or if you're a woman of God and you want to see your life flourish and you want to see your family flourish, then you got to make a strong statement. You got to be like Elijah and you got to make a stand for God. Even when you're at school, young people, and somebody says this or says that, you got to stand up for what's right. Some of you people who've been around for a while, you got to stop bearing what God has given you and start bringing it out so that God begins to expose all that he's given you to shine a light for Jesus so that lives can be changed. Are you with me here tonight? You see, God knows that you and I are under the jurisdiction of this world in the physical, but in the supernatural. Oh, man, we are under God's jurisdiction. We are not part of this world's economy, my friend, but we are part of God's economy. And so there's a recognition of God's miracles and favor in the lives because of who God is and what God has done for you and I. We recognize that here tonight, and we give him all the praise. We give him all the glory. We know that it's God. It was him then, it was him now, and it's him forever. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Alpha, Omega, beginning and... You can fill in the blank right there. Beginning and end. Come on now. Not because of who we are and what we have done, but it's because he loves us so much and desires requires obedience. He desires and requires obedience in order for the fullness of his blessings to be upon his people. 1 Kings, same place, chapter 17, verse 4. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. Once again, that's heavy duty. I know we've probably read this a lot of times, but I could never get enough of this portion of Scripture. God would use a bird to come and feed Big Dave. I think, what in the world possibly can a little crow bring Big Brave Dave, right? I just thought I'd throw that little funny out there. It would have to be like a pterodactyl. Or something, right? But I'm amazed at our God, how he will provide. When things are dried up over here, he says, hey, it's going to get a little rough with these people right here, but you're my child. I'm going to have some good things for you. Come on down by the brook, get you some water, and I'm going to send a big old bird with some food for you. Amen? Once again, we should recognize here in the Scriptures that Elijah is part of God's economy, not the world's economy. You see, for the Christian man or woman, we are part of God's economy. And so that means we are on the winning side. Are you with me? We are on the right side under God's jurisdiction. Regardless of any drought that we face in this world, God is sure to take care of us. Amen? That's good news tonight, right? Verse 5. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. Here we see Elijah, he obeyed. He obeyed the Lord. And so because Elijah obeyed the Lord, guess what happens right here? God provides food and water for Elijah. God provides provisions for those who trust and obey the Lord. Man, that's awesome, right? Let me prove it to you right here in verse 6. It says, the ravens brought him bread and meat. in the morning. And bread and meat brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. That's a pretty good meal from some birds, right? And bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Elijah was doing okay while others were in a drought. See, I want to let you know when you're in times of a little bit of darkness, maybe a little bit of dry spells of life, you're going through some things. I'm telling you, there's no limits on God that we serve. You know, when things are getting tough for the world, you know, for the Christian, it's tough. We're going to have trouble in this world. But we already know what Jesus says. Just you know, don't lose heart. Be of good cheer. I've overcome it already. And so it doesn't matter how dry and what kind of drought. You know that all you got to do is call upon the name of the Lord. But more than that, we got to learn how to obey the Lord. When we call upon the Lord and he says, oh, praise, thank you for calling out to me, son or daughter. But now I'm going to assign you a little task. I want you to leave what you've been so used to go over here and make a difference for somebody that's in need. What are you going to do then? You're going to rise up and you're going to know that God's going to provide provision for the vision. Amen. You see, God may use any means that he desires when it comes to providing provision for his children. God will use anything. In this case, he used birds. That is amazing to me. Whether or not he wants to use birds, whether or not he wants to use any creature upon the land, whether or not he wants to use human beings, God will do what he wants to do in order to blow the minds of his children, just so that you and I understand our place in this world for a short time. He is God, we're his people. We submit to him, we listen to him, we go to action for him, because why? He goes before us and goes to action for us. Amen. That wasn't in my notes. That one just went pretty good right there. Make sure someone wrote that down to email it to me later. I'm just playing with you. You know, that's what he does. He blows our minds so that we always know and understand that he is a God and that he is in control. In conclusion tonight, short, sweet, tough to beat. Right here in verse 7, the Bible says, and it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. I'm here to let you know that obedience sets up your next step in God. You see, obedience makes straight the way, if you will, or gives you a clear-cut path to follow in order to be prepared for your next step in God. You see, when things begin to get a little dry in your life, it's probably a good opportunity to trust and obey God a little more further for your life. Does that make sense tonight? We need to be the kind of people who expect that when God guides, he will also provide. He will definitely provide. If he's called you and he's guiding you, then my friend, he's going to provide for you. That's a promise of God. He would not let his children leave him hanging. He's not that God. I don't know about some of the false gods I used to worship, but I thought they were pretty good for a while. They left me hanging. We could go down the list of all the gods, right? Drugs, alcohol, blah, 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 we just go on. Left me high and dry. God has never left me high and dry. That's why I'm still standing. That's why I'm still going. That's why our pastors, after all these years, are still going, because their hope and trust is in God. They love God so much, and they've answered the call of God. When God tells them to do something, they pop tall and they do it for God. And guess what? We're under that command. And so we need to pop tall and get busy and follow this vision. Amen? You see, when things begin to get a little dry in your life, it's probably a good opportunity, like I said, to trust and obey God a little more further for your life. We need to be the kind of people who expect that God guides, He will also provide. We need to learn how to be flexible because His provision may come in unconventional ways from unexpected sources. You see, the prophet Elijah illustrates the life of faith for all those desiring to step out in trust and obedience in spite of their circumstances. No matter how dry it is, you got to know that God is in control to send you to where there's some moisture. You see, God never failed to provide all that was needed in each situation, sometimes in unusual and miraculous ways. I believe with all my heart here tonight that God wants to provide a miracle in your lives. Here tonight, through obedience, by rising up and putting Him first. Rising up and putting Him first. So with that, let's rise up out of those seats right there. I'm going to call an altar call, first of all, for those in this place here tonight that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. If you do not know the Lord and you are not certain about your future, raise your hand here tonight. Don't be embarrassed. Praise the Lord, everyone saved in this house tonight. As the music begins to play, those who want to get a hold of God and who want to put your hope in God and just see what there's something that's deep inside that you know that you've been dealing with. You've been prevented and from this and from that in so many ways of your life. And I want you to know here tonight, all you got to do is call upon the God of heaven and earth, and He's here for you. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. He's calling us, those that have been around, He's calling us to go further, go deeper. Those of you that have just started your journey, He's saying just know that He's in control. Sometimes you just got to learn how to just be still and know that He's God in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go ahead. Let's worship. Let's worship. Hallelujah. Make yourself at the altar here tonight.
To you.
Oh, God wants to do something special.
Everything I give to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.